little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store and restaurant, and Abner is just coming out of Ben Withers' office.
Listen. Well, Abner, stop going back there to the feed room. You're going to wake Ben up.
Well, that's what I want to do.
But he needs his sleep.
Well, Lum, he don't need that much.
Well, maybe he slept all night long.
Yeah, but it's the first night he slept since he's taken that night watchman's job.
Well, I know, but...
After the way he tracked down Squire Skimp as a mysterious voice, he deserves all the sleep and rest he wants.
Yeah, but, Lum, I want to know how he done it. This has got my curiosity roused up to where I just can't hardly stand it. Come on, let's wake him up and ask him.
Don't you find out quick enough.
Well, I kept asking yesterday, and he was so busy arresting Squire Skimp and taking him down to the jailhouse that he never got around to answering me. Then when he finally did get back here to the store, he went right to sleep.
Well, he was wore out, you could tell that.
Well, he's wearing me out waiting.
James, he sure done a good job of detective work there. I'd have to hand it to him.
Yeah, but how did he do it? Now, how did he find out that Squire Skimp was making all them phone calls?
Well, it was more than likely just a matter of reasoning. Deducting and inducting and all that.
Ah.
Putting two and two together is what it is.
Putting two and two what together?
Numbers. That's just an expression. It means figuring out something.
Well, I can figure that out. It's four. Wait a minute. No, it's two and one. Yeah, four.
You're right, but what I meant was taking what clues you've got and adding them up and figuring out that Squire Skimp was the ghost.
Yeah, but how did he do it?
Well, I don't know, Abner. All I know is that old Squire was the spritest one human I ever seen in my life. When Ben stood up and pointed at him and said, "There's your ghost," I thought old Squire was going to fall right through the floor.
He looked like he just saw a ghost instead of being one.
Yeah, served him right, too.
Why, sure. That's making the weeds, going around scaring everybody that away. Out here helping us look for the mysterious voice, and he was it all the time.
Yeah. And all he was doing it for was to sell insurance. Claim it was an advertising campaign. Said he was using modern methods. Said he was trying to do the community a favor.
Yeah, fine favor that was. Scaring the daylights out of everybody. Had everybody ready to move for out of town.
Well, some of them did move. Moved over to Cherry Hill.
I know.
He did sell some insurance out of it, though. I'll say that's right. I even bought some myself.
You did?
Yeah. Hate to admit it.
Well, to be honest, I did, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I do know.
I think I'll get my money back, though, that varmint. That ornery critter.
I'm glad to know I wasn't the only goose in town. Good morning, Ben.
Yeah, morning, Ben.
He's just wondering when you're going to get up.
Yeah. Well, how'd you do it, Ben? Hurry up. Tell me.
Well, don't wreck him, man. He just woke up. How about some breakfast, Ben?
Well, yes, I believe I could take on a little food.
Well, good. I'll fix you up a few hotcakes here. Pour him some coffee there, Abner.
Yeah, sure, I get it. You can talk while you eat, can't you, Ben?
How's that, Abner?
I say, you can talk.
Yes. Now, how's our prisoner, Lum? Heard any reports from the jailhouse?
Uncle Henry called up last night and said the prisoner wasn't very happy.
Good.
The Squire still thinks we can't do this to him.
Yeah. Hey, here's your coffee, Ben.
Well,
careful, that's sort of hot there. You take sugar, don't you?
No, take it straight. Might put in a little cream. And some sugar, a couple of spoonfuls of sloppy.
Well, how'd you do it, Ben? How did you know it was Squire?
Oh, little detective work. Head work, you might say. I turned out to be a regular Dick Tracy, didn't I?
You sure did. The whole town's proud of you, Ben.
Yeah, but how did you do it?
Well, I'll tell you, Abner. You recollect one day...
Hey, here's your hotcakes, Ben. Syrup sitting right there on the counter.
Well, fine. Didn't take long to cook them, did it?
No, them's the thin kind I baked today.
Uh-huh. Well, they look wonderful.
Thank you.
Go on, Ben. Tell us.
How's that, Abner?
I say, go on, tell us.
How do you expect me to tell this if you keep interrupting me?
Oh, excuse me.
Well, Abner, you recollect one day I said I'd been over to Squire's office to buy some insurance?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed, but... Hey, these are good.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I noticed that, Squire... I was very reluctant to sell him his shirt. I noticed the Squire acted very reluctant to sell him.
Lum, couldn't you have held off with them pancakes for a few minutes?
And that's what made me start suspecting Squire.
What then?
What I just told you. Why don't you pay attention? I said I noticed how he acted like he didn't want to sell any insurance. Had to be forced into it.
Oh.
And I thought that was peculiar. It didn't seem like Squire's sense at all.
You know, now that you mention it, he did act that way with me, too. All us before, he'd practical twist your arm to get you to buy some.
Yes, and after that, I got to realizing that he was about the only fellow in town that was benefiting by this mysterious boy. He was selling quite a few insurance policies. Accidents, fires, one thing and another.
Yeah, you're right. He'd done a pretty good business.
But I had to have proof.
Natural.
So I set a trap for him.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Would you let me have some more of that syrup?
Help yourself.
Oh, you putting syrup and ketchup both on them, Ben?
Say, what kind of syrup is this, Mama?
Oh, you got the ketchup in there, for goodness sake.
Oh, my goodness.
Here, I'll cook you up some more.
I thought for a while there that you'd put the syrup in the coffee cup and pour the coffee over the pancake.
Well,
Albert, you remember those articles you got together for me one day?
Yeah, I recollect that by heart. Terrapin, work gloves,
try pepper. Three, the batter's out. Can't make no more hotcakes.
Graham cracker you got,
yes,
too.
Yes, well, you see, that was it.
What was it?
The trap.
Huh?
You see, what I had to do was break into Squire's office sometime when he wasn't there and plant it.
Plant what?
The trap.
Oh, anything you think come up.
And it had to be a time when Squire would come in and use the telephone to make a mysterious voice call. If he made some other kind of a call, it would ruin it.
Well, I still don't see what you want with all that junk I got for you, though.
Yeah. I needed a hairpin, so I unhooked the screen and gave admittance to his office.
Yeah?
And the gloves I needed because my hands get cold in the evening.
Oh.
We've had some rather brisk nights lately.
Yeah, but now how about...
The graham crackers? I get hungry in the evening. Like something to munch on.
Yeah, well, that's nice, all right.
And the pepper?
Yeah, I know. You put that on the graham cracker.
No, I put the pepper on the telephone.
And ate it?
I put the pepper right in the mouthpiece of Squire's telephone. I don't like them.
Oh.
So when he came in there to use it as the ghost.
As the ghost? Oh, I see. Yeah, so that was it. That's why you had us wait here that night and listen to the voice.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing myself.
Well,
and when the voice sneezed, I knew we had our match.
Well, Jenny, that was pretty smart of you, Ben. Yes, sir, that was all right.
Oh, just a little detective work, a little head work.
Head work is right. Oh, Squire sure give himself away when he sneezed, didn't he?
Well, I know this, Mom. I still ain't so sure it was Squire.
Why, he admitted it himself.
Yeah, I know, but he don't talk in a whispering voice that way. And how about some of them ghost things that happen around here?
Ghost things?
Why, sure. How about that message that we seen wrote in the dust over at the telephone office? And how about that time we started to call the police and a ghost come on there and said, don't do it? Now, no human could have known what me and you were saying to one another here in a store. And how about the time when lightning struck?
Oh, wait a minute. I believe that was our ring.
Well, I might have had something to do with it, but I still think there was a ghost mixed up in it.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. Lum Edder's talking.
A G-O-S-T ghost.
Oh, what is it, Uncle Henry? He is, huh? Well, just a minute. Yeah, I better ask Ben. Say, Ben, just what charge did you rest Squire on?
Charge? You have to have a charge.
Well, natural.
Well, I don't know. I just arrested him on the strength of being the voice. I thought that was sufficient.
Well, Squire claims it ain't.
Oh, he's just being fussy.
Uncle Henry says he's down there raising the roof.
Hmm.
Says we can't keep him in there.
Well, what's he know?
He ain't at all satisfied. Just a minute. Hello, Uncle Henry. I ain't sure just what the charge is, but if you give me about 5 minutes, I'll study up a good one.
I'm about to go down and
Well, don't worry. I will. Goodbye.
Raise that roof.
Abner, hand me my law book there.
Well, get it yourself.
It's right behind you there.
Oh, all right.
I don't suppose a habeas corpus charge would cover a situation like this.
No, I'll find the right thing in my law book.
That's the one you want here, Mom?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, find a good one in there for him,
Mom. Let's see. Yeah, right here where I turn to is malfeasance.
Yeah, that's it. Slap that on him, malfeasance.
No, I think that means something else. Maybe it's pronounced malfeasance.
Them poor people in France.
Might have something to do with the hunting laws.
Well, let's declare open season on him, then, on that Squire Smith. We can do that.
Wait, I think this is it here, right here. 3477. Disturbing public peace. If any person shall willfully or maliciously disturb the peace and quiet of any town, neighborhood, or family by loud noises or abusive language. Well, he never done that. By threatening to fight, quarreling, or challenging to fight.
That sounds like Elizabeth.
Shooting off any firearms. Well, he never done none of them.
No, he never fired.
By running any horse along the street at an unusual speed. Well, he's sure never done that.
Well, let's put him on a horse and chase him right down the road, Lionel.
Hey, Abner, I don't believe this covers it after all.
Well, don't it say nothing in there about making Miss Appearance phone calls?
Not a word.
How about assault and battery? No.
No. Now, sir, I ain't sure what charge we can get against Squire Skimp.
You mean we got to let him go?
Well, worse than that. If we don't study up a charge against him right away, that varmint can lawsuit us for false arrest.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know that let's charge him with something, then, even if it's wrong.
Well, it looks like the tables are turning.